Donald Trump delivered a rare primetime address to the nation Thursday, a format typically reserved for national tragedies or major military action. But instead, he used the speech to focus largely on election security ahead of the November midterm and revive long-debunked claims that the presidential election more than half a decade ago was rigged.
Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure.
And he used the 25-minute address to once again raise doubts about previous elections.
Over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files.
He further claims that Americans, specifically the press, colluded.
The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said.
Trump would go on to allege that over 200,000 undocumented immigrants are registered to vote, a claim that has been repeatedly disputed by election officials and even the conservative far-right think tank, the Heritage Foundation. He would use the closing minutes of his address to advocate for the SAVE Act.
Congress must pass the SAVE America Act.
Notably, Donald Trump did not raise doubts about his election wins in 2016 or 2024.
Donald Trump is the conspirator in chief.
That was House Minority Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, who spoke to the media ahead of the address. Jim Haines, a ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, who authored an opinion piece in the New York Times, says there has been no evidence of successful interference in the tabulation of votes in any federal election, but said that ahead of this year's midterms, quote, Mr. Trump is setting the stage to undermine the confidence of the American people in our elections, close quote. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's ultimately not about the 2020 election.
It's about undermining the 2026 election before a single vote has been cast.
Voting rights advocates and Democrats say they're sounding the alarm following the speech, concerned that Donald Trump is reviving false claims about fraud to lay the groundwork for interfering in the midterms. Posting on X, California Governor Gavin Newsom called for invoking the 25th Amendment, which allows for the removal of a president who is unfit for office.
Well, the only thing missing tonight in Donald Trump's speech was tinfoil. This was a legitimate 25th Amendment moment, the ramblings of a mad king. Don't get me wrong, a foreign interference in our elections, that's a real thing. Nothing about what you watched tonight, though, was real. It's make-believe. He wants to rig the election in 2026. He knows he's going to lose. He needs to rig the election before one vote was cast.
President Donald Trump claimed Thursday that China carried out what he called the largest theft of election data in history, acquiring 220 million U.S. voter files during the 2020 election cycle. But an Associated Press review found no evidence that China used the information to manipulate votes or change the outcome of the election. And much of the information contained in voter files is already public and is routinely used by campaigns and political parties.
In one sentence, he talks about how easily accessible voter rolls are.
That was Humboldt County Clerk Recorder Registrar of Voters Juan Pablo Cervantes.
And they're fairly accessible. Research folks, campaigns, they're able to access voter records. It's in the law that they're able to do so. It's why you get so much junk mail before an election.
David Becker, the executive director of the Center for Election Innovation and Research, called Donald Trump's announcement a dud, saying it offered nothing new and cast no doubt on the 2020 election.
Well, this administration has been in total control of the federal government for 18 months. They have redirected untold taxpayer resources to try to uncover evidence of massive voter fraud. And at the end of that 18 months, All we got is more rehashed, debunked conspiracy theories, many of which we've known about before and already knew didn't affect our elections.
Donald Trump also highlighted a new Department of Homeland Security report that he says identified roughly 278,000 non-citizens registered to vote in California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Nevada. However, the findings have not been independently verified. Again, the Humboldt County Registrar of Voters.
It'd be relatively easy for somebody to give me a list of a single undocumented person on my rolls. And nobody's ever been able to do that. This is something that you can figure out empirically. And that if you felt such a strong conviction that it was the case, that you would do so. And yet nothing has materialized on that front.
Trump also questioned why California certified its election results on July 10th, about a month after Election Day. State election officials say it's because ballots postmarked by Election Day can continue arriving for up to 7 days afterward, and counties must verify signatures and accurately process millions of mail ballots before certification. California Secretary of State Shirley Weber said, quote, "Accuracy comes before speed," close quote. And Cervantes agrees.
The short and sweet part of that is that it is like that because that is how voters prefer to vote. If voters brought in, you know, if all of the vote-by-mail ballots were received a week before the election, I could certify that election the day after. If I had, you know, if I had the ability to chunk the work up like that, that would be the case. But it is the case that Californians like to vote on election day, election night even. I receive as many ballots on election night as I do the entire almost month before the election, and that's because that is how Californians want to vote.
Trump had previously suggested deploying federal agents, including ICE officers, to polling places, and has proposed expanding the federal government's role in overseeing elections. However, under the U.S. Constitution, the administration of elections is the responsibility of state and local governments.
And not just the Constitution. There's a statute in place that says that, you know, government agents, federal agents, can't be, you know, a part of the election process at polling places.
Earlier this month, Trump also removed members of the Federal Election Commission, drawing criticism from voting rights groups and raising fresh concerns ahead of November's midterms.
I think it's my job to be concerned.
One country largely absent from Thursday's address was Russia. One of the declassified intelligence documents released by the administration describes Russia as the foreign actor that most aggressively sought to penetrate U.S. election systems in 2020, primarily in an effort to undermine Joe Biden's campaign. Despite what many Democrats and voting rights advocates describe as an effort to undermine the midterm elections and sow doubt, Cervantes said voters should remain confident in California's election system.
And most importantly, the key part of this whole process that I don't hear folks talking about is that elections aren't run by some deep state entity. They're not run by, you know, purely government officials. Elections in California and in the United States are run by our community. You know, it's people's grandmas and, you know, their cousins. It's the person down the street. Elections in California and in the states are run. It's run by voters. It's the people coming together and making this democracy happen.
For Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.